welcome back everybody too, which is a really nice thing. Happy New Year to everyone that's sitting in the room. And I think it's great that we've had a nice break, so we're ready to get back into it. So we're starting with welcome to the Governance, Finance and Community Services Committee meeting. And that's for the 1st of January 2019. All persons in attendance are advised that it is Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should advise a relevant Council officer. Thank you. So, moving right along, we have apologies, which there are none, which is great to see. Thank you. So item two is declarations of interest. If there are any, this is the time to let us know. None? Thank you. Item three, 3.1, public question time. Do I read those out for them? No, I'll just take it home. If there's anyone from the gallery that would like to come up and represent, thank you. Hello, Mr. Russell.
Good evening. Oh, is it on? Rodney Russell, 225 Steele Street, Devonport. My question, the attachments folder in the foyer out there with the information in it, how long does it normally last there for with the attachments for tonight's meeting, for example? A week? Fortnight?
That's a very good question. We might have an answer for you.
Yep, through you, Madam Chair. The folder will predominantly be there until the next lot of information goes in, which will be for next week's council meeting when the agenda comes out on Thursday. But if there's anything in particular that a member of the public would want to have a look at that was in as an attachment for a previous meeting, they could just ask at the reception area.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. My name's Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. This document, tonight's agenda, I guess takes a bit of cobbling together from various sections. However, having said that, obviously some sections don't follow what is good order. Page 57, the first table, chart, the text is unreadable and it's not an acceptable height of text anyway. Needs to be better and similar to other tables. Second one, page 133, section 1.4.5. The header to the table is basically not readable. Whoever put that together has not thought too much about the colour combination of the text and the background. As well, the font size there ought to be, while it's readable, it ought to be a similar size to others. Thank you.
Thank you. What we'll do is we'll let you know what we're going to do about that too, Mr. Janney. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob Vellacott, ratepayer, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. My question's without notice for tonight, Deputy Mayor. Can you inform me if tenders were called for the proposed demolition of the former Harris Scarf building situated on the northeast corner of Best and Rook Street and the Best Street pay-as-you-leave car park? And if yes, when were you made aware?
Thank you.
Through you, Madam Chair, the process with the demolition of that particular building is part of the contract the Council has entered into with Fairbrothers. in relation to their purchase of the part of that area of land. About half, probably a little bit less than half of the building is actually on the land being purchased by Fairbrother, and the balance is on the council public land. And so therefore, as part of the discussions and negotiations between council and Fairbrother, the demolition of the building was included as part of that process.
Well, can you give the basic financial arrangements to carry out that work?
Through you, Madam Chair, the process is that was a matter that was dealt with by council in closed session, and so therefore that information is not available at this time. However, I think it has been previously stated that information relating to that land transfer transaction will be made public at the appropriate time, and also in council's annual report.
Thank you. If I may, the last one. Mayor, were you and the other councillors made aware of, and have you seen or read the RFP, which is the request for proposals, in other words, the brief given to architects for the passive recreation park that was used for the plans presented and displayed at the 22nd of November 2018 public information meeting? Was there a new lot of briefs prepared? There were, what did they base their all their plans on?
Through you, Madam Chair, the process with that is that there was actually a design competition that was run by council some, I don't know, 2 years ago, something like that, at which stage the architect was selected, and certainly the council at the time was involved in that process.
So could I just ask a clarification? I remember back last year, at the beginning, I think it was February, there was asked for an input in that area, and that was obviously taken into consideration in the new planning, or was it just a go-ahead?
Are you talking about the community input?
Mm. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, there was a...
Everything was taken into consideration,
okay.
Absolutely. There was lot of work being done at the beginning for the architects to go for the first draft.
So basically, there was no actual new brief given in writing.
I don't think you're being clear. Are you talking about the first time?
No, now the second one, yeah.
The second, they've gone back. Mm. So it's not come to us again at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Anybody else from the gallery today?
I won't make it a formal one. I'll just ask a question. You don't usually put the agendas up for the subcommittee meetings, just on the overheads?
Through you, Madam Chair. No, the process is the committee meetings have usually been operated on the basis that I'm taking the minutes, and there's the actual council process to have the minutes. It's another process we have to follow to be able to prepare that, and we've not normally had many in the gallery for these types of meetings.
And again, the agendas are only available in hard copy, they're not on the web.
The agendas are on the web under the Section 23 committee tab on the website. It is different to a council meeting, and certainly they're on the web, and there's also hard copies available here.
Yeah, that's fine. You haven't got one up here. I'll get that one.
Thank you. Look at that. Thank you. Anybody else from the gallery tonight? No? Thank you very much. So, moving right along, we'll go into item 4.1, the Local Government Model Code of Conduct.
I'm happy to move the recommendation.
Oh, thank you. And a seconder?
Happy to second that.
Thank you. Open for discussion. Oh, so I have to say that. Thank you. So, Councillor Rockliffe and Councillor Laycock is seconded. So, Councillor Rockliffe, if you'd like to speak.
There's not a lot to add. The report is fairly comprehensive, as it says that state government have imposed a model code of conduct. We obviously already had a code of conduct in place, and I know that staff have included the model code of conduct recommendations into our new policy. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's under the Act that we need to review this and get it back within 3 months of a council election. So it's simply a procedure.
Thank you. Anybody else would like to discuss? Councillor Hollister.
Just a question. When this first came about 4 or 5 years ago, I don't believe the state government had a code of conduct. I'm just wondering if they have one now, because it's pretty obvious from a lot of politicians that have had to resign or stand down all over Australia, but they haven't got a code of conduct, or it's not very good if they have.
Is that state or federal or both you're talking about? Or
both.
Okay. So you'd like us to find out?
General Manager might know.
Yeah, through you, Madam Chair. The situation with the state and federal government is obviously different to council and to councils. We are required by the state to have a code of conduct. My understanding is that the state have been having some discussions around something of a similar nature for the conduct of state parliament, but currently my understanding is that they don't have a code of conduct in the same manner that certainly local government is required to under the ministerial orders.
It's about time.
Thank you. Any others that would like to open discussion? No? So we'll get Mayor Rockliffe to close.
Consider closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any against? No. Consider it carried unanimously? Unanimously. I didn't even say that correctly. Thank you. Moving on to 4.2. Item 4.2, the Annual Plan Progress Report. Do I have someone to move the recommendation, please?
Happy to...
You go. I'll second.
Okay.
We'll take turns. Thank you. So Councillor Laycock has moved that and Mayor Rockliffe has seconded it.
We just swapped sides. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
I don't think there's anything else to add there. You can see under the discussion notes the things that we were looking at, and it's good that it's there, that we, under our plan, that we continue to pursue the implementation of the Living City Master Plan. So that's what we're working on currently, so that's a good way to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Rockland?
Thank you. No, it's a good overview of half the financial year done and dusted, so good to see that we're well on the way with many of the items on our strategic plan on our annual plan, continue to work on those in the next 6 months. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody that would like to discuss? No? If we could close that, please.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? So that's carried. Thank you.
So we're moving to item 4.3, Elected Members Expenditure Report for November and December 2018. And if I could have a move of the recommendation, please. Thank you, Councillor Melbourne. And second? Yeah. Mayor Rockliffe, thank you. So Councillor Melbourne.
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Mayor Rockliffe?
No, it's part of Council's commitment to being as open and transparent as possible. I understand, speaking to several councillors from other jurisdictions, that not everyone does offer this information to their community. So I'm pleased that we continue to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody would like to discuss?
I know
Councillor Ennis.
Thank you. I know it's very tricky, but my name has got two S's and two N's.
It certainly does.
There's an error. Just note that.
Apologies for that. We will certainly recommend to fix that as soon as possible. Thank you. Good point. Any other discussion?
Councillor
Perry.
I'm not on the committee and can't vote for those that think I'm not doing anything, so I'm just here. Just the conference, professional development for $200, was that an overnight event?
Through you, Madam Chair, that was the Legat new councillor session in Launceston.
Yeah, OK, thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else like to discuss? No? Like to...
The light's on, can you see?
Yes, yep. Sorry.
That's OK. Yes, I'd just like
councillor
to ask...
Councillor Laycock.
Thank you. Just like to ask a question. So, with Councillor Milburn, she's has an expense there for $200, the same as Councillor Ennis, but not her travel. Does that mean that the claim went in later or we didn't receive one? And she's aware that you can claim for that, you're right. Just wondering why there was, two different ones for the same conference.
You'd through like you, Madam Chair, yes. It's up to the individual councillor to make the claims. So we've processed a claim from Councillor Ennis, and I don't recall, but I don't believe we've had a claim to date from Councillor Milburn.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? No. Councillor Milburn to close.
Is there a close?
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? No, that's carried. Thank you. Item 4.4, Fraud and Corruption Control Policy. Can I have someone to remove the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Mayor Rockliffe. Someone to second?
Happy to do that.
Thanks, Councillor Laycock. Mayor Rockliffe?
It's a review of a policy and an update that's required on a regular basis, and just to ensure that we do the best that we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock.
Yes, I agree with the Mayor. And, of course, I can see when I read the discussion notes, as part of the policy, we'll be getting a briefing on fraud awareness and prevention training. So I think that's a good thing for the whole council. Thank you.
Thank you. Any discussion? No? OK. So we'd like to get that closed. Mayor Rockliffe.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? It would be carried. Thank you. So moving on to the finance reports, item 5.1, the Technology One Asset Management System implementation. If I could have someone to move that recommendation, please.
So moved.
Councillor Laycock. And to second?
I'll second it.
Councillor Milburn, thank you. Councillor Laycock.
There's nothing really there to add to that. There's a full report there, and I'm sure that the GM and senior staff have gone through this with a fine-tooth comb. They know what they're doing, so I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. And Councillor Milburn?
I trust that they know what they're doing on this one.
Thank you. Any discussion? No? So we could get that closed. Thanks. Councillor Laycock.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? No, so carried. Thank you. Item 5.2, the finance report. If I can have a mover of the recommendation, please. Thanks, Mayor Rockliffe. And a seconder?
Looks like I better second it. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Laycock. Thank you for that. Mayor Rockliffe.
I don't have anything to add. Detailed report showing our position. Again, as I've said before, it's a good chance to look at the first 6 months of the financial year and see where everything's sitting. Looks as though things are going reasonably well and well on target. Some few minor changes within the budget against actuals. So it's always good to get that half-yearly, summing up. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, it's a thorough report and I don't have anything to add. Thank you.
Thank you. Any discussion needed further? Councillor Perry?
Thanks, Madam Chair. Yeah, I note in the year-to-date, for the month ending December 2018, there's a lot more favourable changes to the budget than unfavourable, and shooting for a $700,000 higher-than-budget surplus, which is fantastic news and, again, highlights the fiscal responsibility of our management team. Thank you.
Excellent. Good point. Thank you. Any other discussion? No?
So, Mayor Rockliffe, if you'd like to.
I consider it closed.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? No. So carried. Thank you. Moving to item 6.2, the Bass Strait Maritime Centre Cafe. Just before we move into that, sorry, did I miss 6.1? Sorry. I've missed that. Bear with me. 6.1, minutes of the council, special interest groups and advisory boards. If I could have a move of the recommendation, please.
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Milbourne. And a second?
Yep.
Mayor Rockliffe? Thank you. Councillor Milbourne?
Looks very...
If you could have... Oh, lots on. Thank you. Mayor Rockliffe? Thank you. Any others that would like to discuss, care to discuss? No. Councillor Milbourne, if you'd like to close. Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? No, so carried. Thank you. Now, item 6.2, sorry about that. The Bass Strait Maritime Centre, just before we move into that, the General Manager Paul West would like to update us on.
Yep. Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to suggest to Council that we actually defer consideration of this item at this time as a result of some recent media around the Bass Strait Maritime Centre Cafe. There has been a couple of inquiries that we've received, and certainly an inspection occurred later this afternoon that may lead somewhere, may not, and so my suggestion is that we actually defer this and we'll bring it back to the February Council meeting if those discussions don't lead to any sort of outcome. If they do, then obviously there'll be another element to this report that Council would need to consider at that time.
Would you need someone to move and second that option?
It would be best to have it in the minutes that the matter be deferred pending a future report to Council.
So would someone be happy to recommend that?
Yes. So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So item 6.2, Councillor Laycock will move that deferral. And a seconder, please?
Yes.
Councillor Ennis, thank you. Alderman Laycock?
And nothing to add, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis? Excellent, thank you. Anyone would like to care to discuss? No. So we'll get that closed by Councillor Laycock.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. And all those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? No, so that will be carried. Thank you. And we'll discuss that next time. Item 6.3, the Devonport Motor Show Partnership Agreement. Someone to move that. Thank you. Mayor Rockliffe, and second?
Yes.
Councillor Laycock, thank you. Mayor Rockliffe?
Thank you. We've had a long-running, a partnership in various ways with many organisations, including this particular Rotary Club for this particular event, and this is simply putting in writing each organisation's rights and responsibilities around that partnership agreement to run the motor show and the options that might happen should we have wet weather, etc. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, this partnership agreement is terribly important. The Rotary Club of Devonport North, very professional, have been running this event for many years. It's a great event for Devonport, and I'd just like to see the partnership continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Any discussion? Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I would agree with the previous two speakers. I think if this isn't the biggest event in Devonport, I'm pretty sure it would be. It soon will be. So we need to nurture that and promote it and give them all the support they need to continue on with such a great event. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis?
I reckon they're hoping for rain, and so am I. It would be good to see it. Big cars all set up in this building. It'd be lovely.
Well, I never thought I'd hear that, but thank you. Okay, that's your opinion. Lovely. Yes, and I certainly concur with everybody that's spoken. We're very proud of this event, and they do such a wonderful job, the three Rotary Clubs together, and it's wonderful to see them work well together so to prove a point. And, yes, I think the rest of Tasmania is probably jealous of our event, so that's great. So thank you. And Mayor Rockliffe to close.
I consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? That would be carried. Thank you. Item 6.4, the Youth, Family and Community Connections Partnership Agreement. If I could have a mover of the recommendation, please.
I'll move it.
Councillor Milbourne, thank you. And a seconder?
Happy to second it.
Councillor Laycock, thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
I think as previous, it's a good document to outline what's necessary between both parties.
Okay. Thank you.
And the YACC is such a fabulous organisation. It's great to support them.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, another partnership agreement, something that Council has done before. This is a very important group, the Youth, Family and Community Connections, formerly YAF, Youth and Family Focus, I think. I used to be on the board there many years ago. They do fabulous work in Devonport, something that as a council we can't do. And unfortunately, there is a need out there for this group in the community. So I'd just like to see us go ahead with this agreement and foster the relationship for many years to come.
Thank you. Any other discussion from the committee? No? So, Councillor Milbourne to close. Oh, sorry. Oh, I do apologise. Councillor Hollister, sorry.
I've been a board member of Youth, Family and Community Connections for probably over 20 years. It is a voluntary position, so I don't believe I have a conflict of interest.
Thank you. Any further discussion? No. Councillor Milbourne to close. Thank you. Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? No. So that motion is carried. Thank you. Item 6.5, the Alcohol and Drug Foundation Good Sports Initiative. I'd like to see someone, a recommendation, please. Thank you, Councillor Milbourne. And a second? Mayor Rockliffe, thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
Once again, another fabulous community initiative
that
is necessary for our community, and I think we should support
it wholeheartedly. Thank you. Mayor
Rockliffe? Thank you. Yeah, look, we had a really informative, I guess, and enthusiastic workshop with the representative from the foundation, and certainly I think reinforced to most of us that it is something perhaps we do need to work towards. And I note that some councils make it mandatory. I don't think we should be going down that path at this point. However, I would like us to continue to encourage and maybe into the future look at ways that we can encourage all of our leasees, particularly all the community organisations in our community who work with young people, but certainly all the leasees of council owned facilities to take part in the program. So I would like to see us continue to look at that, but this is a really great start. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to discuss from the committee or else? No? Thank you. So Councilman, we're on to close, please. Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? No. That is carried. Thank you. Into the bi-monthly reports, item 7.1, the Governance and Finance Report. If I can have someone to move that recommendation, please. Mayor Rockliffe, thank you. And a second? Councillor Alexiou, thank you. Mayor Rockliffe?
There's nothing to add. It's a very comprehensive report of the work that's been happening in November, December. And again, the cumulative year-to-date, I think, figures for December are always particularly interesting. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Alexiou. Thank you. Any further discussion? No? Mayor Rockliffe to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? No? So that's carried. Thank you. Moving to item 7.2, the Community Service Arts and Culture Report, November, December 18. Mover of the recommendation is Councillor Laycock. Thank you. Second?
Seconded.
Councillor Milbourne. Thank you. Councillor Laycock, you'd like to discuss?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Look, it's once again, it's a thorough report. And if you read everything that's in the report that's put forward, it covers everything. We've been very successful with events and our facilities. So it's good having all this feedback from these committees. So I don't think there's anything to add to that.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
That's a very good report and really makes you appreciate.
Thank you. Any further discussion? I will just like to point out, if I may, that my word, the staff have been busy. And what an amazing job everybody has done, and it's been wonderful to see. We've been lucky with the weather. We've been lucky with the attendance. We've been lucky with everybody behaving. And it's just been a wonderful feel, I think, all through the city. And congratulations to everybody involved, from the GM right through, who was there New Year's Eve, setting up and working away, and it's good to see. I mean, it's just great. People think that you sit in an office and do nothing, and that's nice for them to know, but you certainly don't. Well, that's what they say, and that's what they do, and that's what they think. So it's nice to point it out, I think. And, you know, all the staff work so hard, and no one thinks about them packing up at 2 o'clock in the morning and going home to their families very late after New Year's Eve, and everyone else has had a great time, and the staff are working hard. So I'd like to point that out. So thank you to them, and really much appreciated. So if we can have that closed. Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Consider it closed.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? So that's carried. Thank you. And item 7.3, the unconfirmed minutes for the Shared Audit Panel. Mover of the recommendation, please. Mayor Rockliffe, thank you. And a second?
Happy to second that.
Councillor Laycock, thank you. Mayor Rockliffe?
Thank you. Not a lot to add. It's a very detailed set of minutes from that meeting. I do note that there's been some slight changes in how it's going to work moving forward with the joint panels sitting, and I think that's probably a logical progression, but certainly it's good to have the joint community members on that panel. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add, apart from it's always good to read the report from the audit panel committee, because, you know, then you're on the right track. They do a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion from councillors? No? Mayor Rockliffe to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? And so carried. We are moving into the close of the session at 4 minutes past six, according to the clock on the wall, not my watch. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for attendance. Thank you from the gallery. Nice to see you all. See you again.